It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 15th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Google says it's doing what it calls spring cleaning and sending out to the landfill Google Reader. It's a handy tool for pulling news and blogs into one spot. The company says, quote, while the product has a loyal following, over the years, usage has declined. That loyal following isn't taking this lying down. More than 100,000 people have signed online petitions to keep the Reader. The thing is free, and I'd been using it to keep tabs on about 50 tech publications. Euthanizing the Reader on July 1st is a reminder that many of us get dependent on online tools, but big internet companies can change the rules at any time.
I mean, look, Google works for Google. Google doesn't work for us. It doesn't work for the government. It doesn't answer to our needs as citizens, informed or otherwise.
Siva Vaidyanathan is author of The Googleization of Everything. He sees the Reader's death sentence as a sign Google isn't that interested in what we call the World Wide Web. He argues Google, like Facebook, wants to be the web.
What that really means to me is that Google is deciding to double down on its vision for being the operating system of our lives, not just the operating system of the web. The web may be something we think of, you know, as a sort of quaint medium in 10 years. But Google wants to make sure that whether it's a device we carry in our pocket or our eyeglasses or our automobiles, Google is the company managing the data flows and tracking where we are at all moments and offering us opportunities as consumers to then feed the Google accounts through advertising.
Siva Vaidyanathan is also a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia. Other companies are jumping in to fill the impending gap. The startup Feedly is quickly finishing up an alternative.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Netflix has a new system that lets customers connect to Facebook so that friends can see what we're viewing on Netflix. Profound documentaries about the human condition, I'm sure. Also, Netflix is waving around $100,000 in prize money for the best ideas to tune up and improve Netflix's so-called cloud, where data lives remotely on corporate computers. Netflix Cloud Systems Director of Architecture Alex Cockcroft says there's a list of challenges.
We have 10 categories. We have a category just for people, the person that fixes the most bugs. They just find something that's wrong and fix it. We have another category for making everything faster, just finding some part of our system that's a little bit slow and speeding it up and doing the best job of that. We also have a prize for the best new monkey.
Monkey. Netflix likes to use a chaos monkey, fire drill programs that randomly attack their systems to make sure it's ready for real problems. Should have called it Kato. Remember from the Pink Panther? And Salvador Dali used to say the center of the universe was the train station in Perpignan, France, at the border with Spain. Well, the surrealist painter may have been onto something. Researchers have been tracking the economic center of the Earth using nighttime satellite pictures that track all the lights on Earth. In the 1990s, the center was Spain. But MIT's Technology Review reports that this statistical point's been moving about 35 miles east every year as more economic development and therefore more lighting comes to Asia. Looking at the original work done by the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, the statistical center of lighting for the world was most recently placed in a spot without all that many actual lights at night, the Sahara Desert in central Algeria. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.